Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is our Monday afternoon show, podcast, if you will, about algorithms and how they can improve your investment strategies, whether you're a buy and hold investor or a day trader, anywhere in between. This is the ARMR report, Algorithmic Risk Management Research. Now, we publish this report once a month. You can go to our website at rosenthalcapital.com and pick up your complimentary copy, which we'll email to you. You can also follow us on Twitter. I'm going to dive right in here. We just have 15 minutes for this segment, this podcast. So let's get right into two things we're going to discuss. The first, let's just get it off the table. If you're following our Twitter feed, you would have made a lot of money today. If you're following the Twitter feed, as the market was dropping over 0.5% at the open, in many cases individual stocks were down more than that, you would have seen on the Twitter feed this morning, and go check it out. It's at Brett Rosenthal, B-R-E-T, Rosenthal, R-O-S-E-N-T-H-A-L. Our Twitter feed, right from the get-go, explained that gap downs Monday morning should not be feared. If anything, they should be creating the opposite emotion inside of you. They should be exciting. Gap downs Monday morning in an uptrend. Now, we've been in an uptrend. If you're following the ARMR reports, go back and you can listen to some of our previous podcasts that will update you. Through May, we were long the entire market as of May 7th. That's every major index, the S&P, the NASDAQ 100, the Dow 30, the small caps, the mid caps. And when we get a risk on entry signal like that, and we're right near the 200-day moving average on major indexes, it's an absolute no-brainer to put capital to work and to do it aggressively. Now, why is it a no-brainer? Let's just dice and delve into this thought for a second. Every time you put money to work, there's risk. Every time you commit capital, you're accepting a certain amount of risk. If you know what that risk is, and algorithms help you determine what the correct statistical probability of risk should be, and you could have confidence in knowing that your statistical probability is high, so that if X price gets taken out, the probability of losing a lot more money is dramatic. Therefore, it's easy for you to take your stop and get out at that point. If you can determine what your stop should be at the beginning of each investment, it releases you from the emotion of fear. You know exactly what the loss will be. And then the other piece of the equation will be, how much money can I make on this risk that I'm taking? And again, the algorithmic risk management, the whole thrust of this new concept of managing capital is to only put capital to work when the reward, statistically speaking, the probabilities of your reward are significant enough, above average enough, to make it worth the risk. And that's when you commit capital. So getting back to today's tweets, trying to help you guys out from an intraday basis, and also as an investor, if you're looking for opportunities to build on investments that you consider to be long-term holding ideas. So you're looking for days of weakness to do that. We want to try to buy low, sell high. We want to buy weakness and sell strength. That is against human emotion. So it's best to use algorithms to help you execute correctly. This is not really rocket science. You know, a lot of times guys talk about algorithms and they try to make it sound confusing and they talk about neural networks. And you think you need an MIT degree to figure it out. You really don't. This is a question of controlling human emotion using probabilities and statistics. Programming computers to help you know when the time is optimal to commit capital, knowing full well you're going to lose money sometimes. Knowing what that risk is and committing capital when the reward could be at its greatest. So this morning, the market was down big at the open, down big overnight, lots of talk on financial news networks and CNBC talking about, you know, trade this and trade, you know, tariffs that and all these problems with the market. And if you're following our Twitter feed, we literally wrote right at the market open that we're looking to buy the weakness. At the very least, there's going to be mean reversion, which means we're going to look to close the gap. Statistically speaking, you're going to get a rally intraday to close that gap. So if you're a day trader, you just book your profit on that gap closure. And it happened across the board on every index, led by the strongest indexes, small caps and mid caps. And we put out tweets telling you, okay, if you're a day trader, you just close the gap on the small caps. That's the first index to hit it. Book your profit. The next index, mid caps. Book your profit if you're a day trader. If you're an investor, then what we were trying to say this morning is, hey, man, you're getting your opportunity to add to your favorite investments. If they're down big at the open, that's when you want to put money to work in a major uptrend. Now, let's shift gears to today's. So I hope that helped you, and please follow the Twitter feed if you want to put the practicalities of algorithms to work in your portfolio. We don't tweet every day, but some days it's so obvious algorithmically where you should be putting capital to work for the risk that you're taking. The reward's big enough, and then we try to put tweets out to help our followers. I wanted to talk today about Twitter as a case study of how algorithms and fundamental equity analysis can work together. Twitter is a perfect example of this. We had a risk on entry signal in Twitter back on August 16th of 2017. If you want to subscribe to the Armor Report, you'll get updates during the month on individual equities, on groups that we find where the risk reward is appropriate, and that's in group ETFs. And so Twitter, back August 16, 2017, when the stock was trading at $16 a share, we were getting a very strong risk on entry point. And at the time, you may not recall this, but let me just, if you're not a Twitter follower, I'll give you a quick rundown. Nobody thought Twitter should be bought in anybody's portfolio. Everyone thought Jack Dorsey, the CEO, was overstretched as, you know, running Square and running Twitter at the same time. Can't do it. Everybody was a naysayer. Everyone said this whole space is wrapped up by Facebook. Forget about Twitter. It's a bust. Okay, that's precisely the time when fundamental analysis, when everybody's against a company. If you, like we did, had a belief in Twitter, believing that it is a real entity, and it was, the CEO Jack Dorsey was the right person to run it, and they were putting in place the correct pieces of the puzzle to turn that company around and really benefit. Also, we recognize when Trump gets elected that when the President of the United States speaks to constituents through Twitter, it's a no-brainer to own shares of Twitter stock at 16. Okay? So what we do is, you know, you could say, well, that was true at 20 and 20 and 19 and 18 all the way down to 16. That's right. And that's where we use algorithms to tell us what is the right entry point from a statistical standpoint, where our probability for success is at its highest, where the reward is at its greatest for the risk we're taking. So I like Twitter as an example, because on the one hand, I would say to you, there was a stock that was dramatically hated by Wall Street, which sets up the great risk-reward opportunity. But now let's fast forward. We know Twitter's traded at $46 a share. We know everyone thinks Jack Dorsey's great now. We know a whole bunch of analysts are coming out and upgrading their numbers. We know Twitter has now been added to the S&P 500. And the whole story and narrative has changed. And yet we also have a risk on entry on May 3rd of 2018. May 3rd, 2018. Now, May 7th, 2018, all the major indexes gave their big buy signals, their big risk on signals. And it's often true that the leadership in the market will break out ahead of the market, will give us our risk on entry, is a better term, because we're not buying breakouts. Twitter was down off of its high in the 36, 37 area. We were buying shares in the $30 area on our risk on entry signal. So that's just recently, paying $30 and change. The stock is now trading at 46 a month and a half later, wildly outperforming the markets in general. So I wanted to share Twitter because it doesn't, we don't just have to buy stocks that are down dramatically. You can also buy stocks in an uptrend, but buy them on pullbacks, buy them on weakness to key areas of support where the algorithm says the risk from here, the reward from here is worth taking the risk. And that's what we had in Twitter. So it's a perfect case study. You have the opportunity when everybody hates it and the stock is 16 and nobody thinks it's a viable company. But you also have the opportunity at higher prices. Now analysts are starting to come on board. Now people are starting to realize the story is for real. Now the stock is really starting to accelerate. There's another opportunity at $30. The reward was great enough for the risk we were taking at that point. So algorithms and fundamental analysis can work together. That's how we use the two when we're buying individual stocks. So we basically have a whiteboard in our office here of our favorite investments. We do our research, we listen to conference calls, we talk to management teams, we run the numbers, we make sure we like the business model. Then we wait for the algorithms to tell us when's the right time to start putting the risk on. And once we lock into a good investment, so we own the stock at 16 and now it's at 30 and we want to add to it. So this is for you, investors who are buy and hold investors. Where do you want to add to your winners? You can use algorithms for that as well. And that's what we were doing in May, adding to our successful position at $30 a share. Now the stock's 46. I got a minute and a half left of this podcast, and so I'm just going to share with you an idea we're looking at right now that is very similar to Twitter when Twitter was trading at 16. So here's a fundamental idea and an algorithmic entry opportunity at the same time right now. Full disclosure, we own the stock right now. Just like we own Twitter at 16, we own shares of IBM right now. Quick fundamentals. Number one, nobody likes IBM. Warren Buffett's a seller. Everyone thinks IBM's a dog. Perfect. Oh, God, we love that opportunity right there. Okay? It pays over a 4% yield. It's doing a huge stock buyback. It's turning the company – they're in the process of turning the company around. They're at the forefront of AI, blockchain technology, security, cybersecurity technology, and cloud technology. All four of those IBM is driving and driving their business. We think we're going to see a fundamental uptick. We want to own it before everybody loves it, and we apply the algorithms to it. Stock's trading at $145 roughly right now. So the reward from here, just like Twitter at 16, the reward from here is worth the risk. We lose money, it's okay. We know what the risk is, but if we're right, it's a big success. Have a good day trading.